What happens when you're a big corporation and your Facebook page gets hijacked? Or when incorrect rumours circulating on Twitter affect your share price? Our next guest, Sue O'Connor, says that corporations need to monitor social media to prevent lies about their companies being circulated. She's an expert in the business application of information technology and social media, and she's an industry director at SMS Management and Technology. Sue O'Connor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Waleed.
How many resources can companies really devote to monitoring Twitter and Facebook?
Well, they have to. Their customers, their investors, and their stakeholders are on social media, and so you've got to go where they are. The other thing too is they need to do it 24/7 because
that's when people are active on it.
That's when people are active, and also the regulations. The Australian Competition Commission have said that if you leave up an incorrect statement on your Facebook for 24 hours, you are liable.
Wow!
Because they now deem it as advertising, and all of the rules that apply to advertising apply to your Facebook page. So they've just got to do it.
Ouch! That could really hurt. I mean, what are some of the great classic cases of social media corporate stuff-ups?
So I think the most recent ones is probably with David Jones, where the rumours started in England, came here. There was a speculative bid that was made by what turned out to be an interesting organisation, I think is the best way I could describe it. And they felt that they were forced under continuous disclosure to announce to the market, huge drop in their share price. A lot of people got onto it very quickly and then investigated and found that, no, this was not a real organisation. They had a post box somewhere in Liverpool, and it had been let run. And so they really needed to get onto it and get onto it fast.
So what could they have done? I mean, once that bid was made, they sort of had to announce it.
Well, they could have. From what I could see, they could have investigated earlier who these people were to help them decide how it is they're going to deal with it. And I think the regulators have got a role here as well, because the regulators assume and the regulations assume that anything that is published has been checked by a credible journalist. And with social media, that's not the case. You know, anyone can put anything up and start a run.
But everyone seems to be getting this wrong. Qantas have had things blow up in their face. I think McDonald's had a similar sort of thing when they ran a Twitter campaign. Is it just that companies are not well positioned to deal with this stuff?
It's new. It's different. And companies are used to, if they make an announcement to the market, lots of people have crafted the press release. It's gone through legal. Mm. The managing director's had a look at it to see if he's okay. It's not spontaneous at all. Whereas now, it's spontaneous straight away. And you need to be able to respond. You need to have more people with skills and training to be able to respond actively. Because the longer you leave it, the bigger problem you have.
Well, it's a brave new world.
It sure is.
Some brave new companies who are planning to take it on. Thank you very much for coming in and helping us understand it a little better.
My pleasure, Waleed.
Let's see how they go. Sue O'Connor, who's the Industry Director at SMS Management and Technology. It's just coming up to 11:30. You're on RN Drive, Global Groove Time.